retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Bonjour tout le monde. As a friend reminded me the other day after the soggiest February ever apparently, Mars qui rit malgré ses averses prépare en secret le printemps. Despite the odds, spring is around the corner. And what better way to mark its arrival than the spring fashion season in London, Paris, Rome and New York, bringing us an array of fanciful and fashionably unwearable clothes for anyone over 22 years of age or over a size zero. Though the latest fashion may not be for everyone, style and flair certainly can be. We are what we wear. And I've just been reading about 70-year-old Lynn Sander, a retired professor of sociology, who 10 years ago became an influencer because someone noticed that she was always really well turned out, très bien habillée, as you'd say. She loved fashion and particularly Japanese designers. Well, she's now written a book, How to Be Old, Lessons in Living Boldly from the Accidental Icon, about her experience of becoming an icon and then deciding to stop. I must confess, I refer to most of these people who now dominate the fashion mags as influencers. I didn't ask them to be there and they really get up my nose. Blatant ego is not my cup of tea. Though some people make lots of money out of it and it can't be easy changing into different outfits in the back of a car. Well, another woman who made a fortune out of her bold old look and everyone loved her for it was Iris Apfel, who's just died at 102. Fashion and interior designer, she was signed for a modelling contract at 97 and was a regular at all the major fashion shows in the last 20 years. Her trademark look was like Lynn Sander, huge round glasses of every colour and lashings of lipstick. Her husband Carl predeceased her, aged 100. What kind of diet were they on? She and Lynn Sander both demonstrated that you can be stylish and interesting at any age. Which brings me to a lovely local story of how it's never too late. Last year, a choreographer, Andrzej Prerokacz, created a ballet called The Prime of Life, using amateur dancers, and more than 300 people came to the casting, all of them over 65. And one of them, Patricia de Dieu, who lives in the Gers, was chosen to take part in the ballet, which takes a long, uncompromising but loving look at growing older, and which has been performed at the Théâtre National de Chaillot in Paris. And you can watch the documentary programme about it and her, La Force de l'Âge, La Ligne Bleue, on France TV. As far as local events are concerned, on Saturday at 3:30, a concert at the Théâtre de Carmine Condon, organised by the Friends of l'Abbé de Flaron. Sandrine Tully plays flute, Anne Le Bozec, piano, and they'll be bringing us the music of Schumann, Fauré, Burgon, Cassel and Prokofiev. Tickets are €20 for adults, but free for the very young and for the very old. There are two films on This Week in English in Lecture on Saturday 5:30 and next Tuesday at 8:30, Dune 2, starring the delicious Timothée Chalamet, who we hope will go on to live to a grand old age. On Wednesday and Sunday at 9 o'clock, a dramatised biopic of the great Bob Marley, One Love, who, if he'd listened to his doctors, might have lived to a grand old age himself, now approaching 80, along with those musical giants Mick Jagger, Cliff Richard, Barry Manilow, Françoise Hardy and Jacques Dutronc. Let's drink to them, in moderation of course, to everyone d'un certain âge.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.
À la prochaine.